The following presentation is brought to you by
Heartland Media Group.
Capturing the moments that make life great. Let's go, girls.
It's about growing personally and professionally.
What's the one thing that really drives you, that really drives your passion?
It's about climbing the ladder or opening a new door.
Too many people give up too early on their dream.
It's about enjoying your professional journey.
I enjoy what I do.
It's about keeping things real.
So the interview is an interview. I like this.
It's all about you.
But I knew that there was something else I wanted to do with my life. I knew I wanted to help people.
This is Up or Out with Connie Fife.
We love your voice. You need to be on radio.
And now, your host, Connie Fife.
Hello, this is Connie, your unstoppable diva, and this is Up or Out with Connie, your business radio with an edge. And today's guest we have is Lisa Mannion, and I want to tell you a bit more about this young lady, this young woman, in a couple of minutes. Love her to death. She's been a friend for a couple of years, and she just has so much going on that I can't wait to share with you. And we are going to be talking about marketing with integrity, and of course, it's something that is very near to me as well. So let's start out with our quote today. And when I found out we were going to be talking about marketing with integrity, I thought, let's go searching for what is that quote, a quote on integrity. And I found this one from Oprah Winfrey herself, from the Lady O, which is, real integrity is doing the right thing, knowing that nobody's going to know whether you did it or not. Which you know, is really interesting. So that is your integrity. That is who you are and what you do. And I actually had something come up over the weekend. I've been very heavily involved with Toastmasters, and I'm a division director for the district. And I have been so busy that I just haven't had time to give to my team. And they've really been carrying the ball. And I know at the end of this, I'm going to get, you know, a Distinguished Toastmaster Award and such. And beginning of the year last year, I mean, I was all in. And I mean, we, for two quarters, we got the award for the best division. And I've dropped the ball. So I laid it out for my team last night. And knowing the integrity that I have, I said, I can't go any further, and I cannot accept this award knowing that I have done literally nothing. At least, I feel that I've done nothing. Well, my team came back, and they were like, no! You are not leaving us. They said, maybe you're not here, but you're constantly, you know, I'm constantly emailing them, you know, make sure, you know, this is done, how is this going, and keeping them on track. And they'll come to me or call me or email me and say, you know, we need help, how do we do this, how do we do this. So I stayed involved that way, but to me, and my level of involvement is, like, I'm not doing enough. So I wanted to leave them, and they won't let me. They said, we will continue to carry the ball for you. You have 2 months to go, and we will do it for you, and we'll make sure that we get it done as long as I'm there. I'm available for them when they need me. So they brought me to tears because, you know, and, you know, as one said, you know, she said, she goes, you are the most, the person that I know the most who has the highest integrity. So she said, please don't even feel that you're not doing enough for us. So that was really good. That was really sweet of them last night. So they said, sleep on it and let us know, you know, what you're going to do. So I do need to let them know I will stay. But that's what integrity is all about, you know. And again, what this quote is saying, that real integrity is doing the right thing. And again, I thought I was doing the right thing. So so that's my story of integrity. So everybody, I want you to stay tuned to the end of the show because you don't want to miss any of the good stuff. So here is today's challenge question for all the ladies in the house when it comes to integrity. So let me paint the picture. This is a scenario. Your budgets are tight. You get some business services. The vendor forgets to invoice you. 6 months go by. What do you do? Do you remind them to send you the invoice or do you not? Something to think about as we're going through today and talking about marketing with integrity with your business. So let's take a really quick break for our sponsor and we'll be right back. Hi, this is Connie Five, your unstoppable diva, your host of Up or Out with Connie. I am thrilled to be a headline show on C-Suite Network, where you can grow your brand, grow your tribe, and be unstoppable. We are the hottest podcast for entrepreneurs, C-level executives, and market leaders. And you can hear me each week right here on the C-Suite Network. Also on Conscious Business Network, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, and over 900 stations around the globe. Be sure to follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Be bold, be connected, and be unstoppable. And we're back, and you're listening to Up or Out with Connie, and it is now my pleasure to introduce the business marketing architect, the creator of the three-step challenge solution invitation. She's been featured in Inc. magazine, award-winning writer, recipient of the People's Choice Award at the California Women's Conference. She's a wine nerd. Let's welcome Lisa Mannion. I had to put that in there.
I am a wine nerd. You're so right.
I had to put that in there because where you're at, you're so involved with wine and writing your blogs about that. And you have your own website just about wine. So that's when I was like, yeah, she's a wine nerd.
So I do enjoy writing about it for various magazines, and really I just enjoy it. So I wouldn't say I'm an expert other than of my own palate, but I really believe that wine is an art form.
I drink it all the time. I think it is too. I just like the way it tastes. So what is marketing with integrity? Let's talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I have been a student and practitioner of marketing, advertising, copywriting, and publicity for over 2 decades. And, you know, we share that in common.
Right.
And so I've seen a lot of things. And one of the things that I noticed is that the majority of people in the copywriting and marketing arena were using techniques that I just simply didn't agree with. And they tended to focus on negativity, poking at pain points, and in essence, manipulating the sale.
Okay.
And so for me, I just sat back quietly and watching for a very long time. And I realized, you know, I don't think we're really infusing values into marketing when we're using these antiquated approaches, when we're
right.
poking at pain points and agitating the angst of our prime prospects just to basically emotionally manipulate them into the sale. So
right.
in a nutshell, marketing with integrity is seriously walking your talk, infusing your values into everything that you're doing. And I love the quote that you shared from Oprah, because yes, integrity is doing the right thing even when no one is watching.
Yes.
So we have to look at our intent behind that. And what I discovered over the years is that, and this happened because I had hundreds upon hundreds of people coming to me saying, Lisa, we need your help. And they just knew that I was using a different approach than the
right.
problem, agitate, and solve approach. And when I would ask them, you know, well, what's the problem? What do you need help with here? Because we do need to know what the problem is. That piece of the
right.
antiquated formula is true. That's something that, you know, in order to solve a problem, you need to know what it is. That's just common sense.
Yeah, that's not but, going away. Right, right.
Right. But what they would say to me, Connie, is, Lisa, we have pinpointed all of these pain points, and we have painstakingly made sure to infuse them in all of our marketing messages, whether it was online, offline, websites, brochures, name it. And it was not landing well with their prime prospects. People were not being compelled to become paying customers or clients.
Okay.
So we took a step back and looked at that, and I just said, okay, let's talk about the formula that you used for that. And they would
right.
say, oh, is the problem agitate and solve? And my coach or, you know, told me to poke at the pain points, but no one's buying. And I would just ask a simple question. When was the last time that you purchased something when you were absolutely agitated and someone was poking at your pain points?
Never. You're like, you're running out the door. Like, just get me away from here. I just want to go.
Exactly. And if you have, yes, because we have, I think all of us have fallen prey to sales tactics that make us feel like we really need something urgently. And then we make that decision and then there's buyer's remorse, right?
Yes. Yes. And you have that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So marketing with integrity is really just the exact opposite of approach. I focus on passion points instead of pain points. I paint a picture of possibility by focusing on the passion as opposed to the pain. I don't highlight the lack. And so I've basically crafted and pioneered really a very simple three-step framework. I call it a formula, but it's really a framework because it's not by numbers or cookie cutter. It's totally customizable for each individual's business. And that's the challenge, solution, and invitation framework.
Okay. So what's an example of a commercial that's out there right now or a marketing piece that's out there right now that is really negative and really focusing on the pain?
You know, I can't say one that comes to mind right now.
But they're there.
Yeah. But here's what I can say. You will know when you feel it and when you hear it. And when you see it. Because basically you'll see that they're painting a picture of despair or what's missing in your life and what you don't have in order to fill that void. Now, I'm not saying that there's a problem with filling voids. That's important. We want to provide solutions. But it's when the focus is absolutely on the negative. You know, oftentimes this is sometimes I've seen it used in the healthcare arena or the weight loss arena, where they're really focusing on how bad you feel about where you are.
Yeah, right. That's what came to mind for me was the weight loss, especially this time of year. I mean, we're inundated with commercials over, you look like this, but you could really look like this. And yeah, I want to look like that too. But I know it's going to be painful to get there. And that's what, like you said, they're not really, talking to that issue.
Right. So instead, what we can do is we can acknowledge the challenge. If the challenge is losing weight, we can acknowledge that. And we can, instead of, with empathy and understanding, instead of saying, gee, you really need to lose a lot of weight. No one wants to hear that. I mean, even sometimes my mom will say, have you been exercising? And I'm like, Mom,
come on.
Seriously. That's not extremely helpful. But we could say, we have a weight loss solution for you. Or we have this new program that can help you look and feel your best, right?
So
we're basically just flipping it and focusing on the positive. So we're acknowledging the challenge with empathy and understanding.
Okay.
You want to feel better, you'd like to be the most fit you've ever been, something like that, opposed to poking at that pain point going, gosh, you could really use the blues.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to hear that, even if it's true.
I know.
True, right?
Right, especially if it's true.
But anyway, so what we can do then is we offer our solution by saying what it is that we have to offer. And in that, sharing and illustrating in what I call value proposition, how that can help. Cindy lost 5 pounds by walking every day or whatever it might be. We're just using the health and fitness as an example.
Right.
But we really paint that picture of possibility. We share how what we do in the world, whether it's a product or service, helps make that transformation and change or results. And then from there, basically we've empowered our prime prospects with the information they need to make an educated choice and to make us the natural choice to do business.
Right. But I do need to take a sponsor break. And when we come back, we're going to be putting you in the hot seat.
Ooh.
We'll be right back. Hang in there.
Hi, this is Greg Davis. Connie asked me to pop in for a moment to tell you about a great opportunity. Have you ever listened to a podcast and thought, I should be doing that? But I don't know how. I don't know where to start. Well, Up or Out with Connie Fife has partnered with Park Lane Media Group to offer you PMR podcast production. What is PMR? Production, marketing, response. The three key elements you need to successfully build your podcast success. For more information, visit parklanemediagroup.com or email podcast@parklanemediagroup.com and be sure to let them know that Connie sent you. You have a story to tell. We'll help you share it. Come to parklanemediagroup.com today and start building your podcast success.
We're back and you're listening to Up or Out with Connie. That's W-C-O-N-N-I-E. And today we're chatting with Lisa Mannion, who is the business marketing architect with integrity. So we're talking about marketing and having integrity with everything you do, and not just how do you market, but making sure that you are doing it with integrity. Because as Oprah Winfrey says, you're the only one that may know whether you are or are not acting in integrity. So this is our hot seat moment where we put our guests in the hot seat, and we have 10 questions that we need you to answer in, well, I say 10 and 10. So we, sometimes it's 10 seconds, sometimes it's 10 minutes, depending on how long you answer the question. We're pretty flexible around here. So are you ready, Lisa?
I think I'm ready. Let's go.
All right, let's go. So, Lisa, what advice would you give to your younger self?
I would say take more risks.
Love that. And what is your favorite success quote?
Never resist a temporary inconvenience if it results in a permanent improvement.
And who says that?
You know, I can't remember
off the top of
my head, or I would give credit where credit is due. I will look it up and send it to you later. Seriously, I just went blank on that one.
Okay, then we're going to say Lisa Mannion says it.
Oh, no, I didn't. I can't take credit for it, but I love it. I just found out within the past couple of years who actually said it, which is why I can't remember, because I had to dig for it.
Okay. My favorite quote is, your dreams are your reality waiting for you to get there. And that's something that I've said for years. And I actually seen someone have that tattooed on their back, similar, not the exact same thing, but similar to that, tattooed across their shoulder this week at the Grammys.
Oh, wow.
I was like, wait a minute. That's what I say.
Famous in so many ways.
Yeah. I'm tattooed in somebody's back.
That's a serious imprint.
Yeah, for sure. Well, did you know what you wanted to do right from the start?
You know, I knew I was drawn to the written word and to marketing and advertising for as long as I can remember. So, for example, even when I was about 5 years old, watching cartoons on the black and white television set that we had that only got two channels with rabbit ear antenna, commercials would come on and I would critique them even then.
Oh, wow.
And I would think, oh my gosh, they're really missing the mark. And then as soon as I could write, I was writing bad poetry. And even in fourth grade, started a school newspaper with one of my gal pals on a
newspaper. Wow. You were a young protege, a young entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. How cool is that? Well, we all have failures, business leaders, CEOs, executives, all have failures. And what was your failure, and when can you truly say that you found your success?
Well, I think we often fail our way to success, right? It's always trial and error.
Yes.
And so I always look at everything as a lesson. So looking at, I'm going to have to dig a little bit to pull out what I think is a big giant failure, because if I learn something and move forward, I really don't think that it's that big of a failure.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say probably when I first started learning about internet marketing and information products, I did launch a product that had really valuable information, but a really terrible name.
Okay. That happens.
And so I would say that was sort of a failure. It did not sell well. And even though I taught the same material in workshops that did make money,
right,
it was not the success I had hoped, right? I kind of got caught up in the bright, shiny object syndrome and didn't think it all through. So that was quite some time ago. But I would say that was probably the biggest one that has the biggest impact, because I thought, I look back on it now and I go, oh my gosh, what was I thinking?
Okay. Actually, I was a judge for a high school, it was like a Shark Tank type of competition. And the one group, they didn't win. And they wanted to know why. I said, it was your name. It was your company name. I said, it told me nothing. And I know a lot of times company names don't tell you what you do, but their name didn't reflect what they were offering for the business at all. I mean, it was a total disconnect. So yeah, they were quite upset and were like, it's the name. And they're like, but Steve Jobs. I'm like, I know, it was Apple. I got that. But when you even describe what your business is, there is still a very large disconnect to how you describe the name. So, and it was back to the marketing and their message and being very clear in what it is that they were looking for. So great, great. Oh, let's see, what else? Oh, we talked about your greatest failure. What was your greatest win? Of course, we have wins too.
Yeah, you know, I think my greatest win, there's a couple of different layers to this, because I'm really proud to still be in business after well over a decade, because most businesses don't last that long.
I know. Woohoo, me too. We just started 11 years. Woohoo.
Isn't that a great happy dance? So that's cool, because that's lasting success. But I think really my biggest success was naming my challenge solution and invitation formula. Because even though I had been doing this for, you know, now well over a couple of decades, I had not named it. And because I hadn't named it, and we're talking about clarity and messaging, right? It was difficult for people to wrap their minds around it and easily and succinctly tell people why they needed to come work with me. They would say, you've got to go work with Lisa because she's doing this really cool thing with copy. Well, that's great. That's a really cool thing with copy.
Right.
But when you say, hey, you need to go work with Lisa Mannion because she's created this simple framework to create marketing messages with integrity, and then you can say it's the challenge, solution, and invitation framework, people are more apt to go, oh, I get it. And not only that, and this is kind of a little bonus for listeners, when you name it, it will take on a life of its own, because I named it in an article that I was featured in. I was featured on the cover of Aspire magazine, and they wanted me to tell my story, and that's actually when I named the formula, because I realized, oh my gosh, that's what I've been doing all along. I better just name this, right?
Right.
Well, then it took on a life of its own, and that's how I got interviewed by Inc. magazine, right?
Oh,
so once you name it, in a sense, they will come. You know,
yes.
If you're clear and it makes a big difference, people will take notice.
Do you focus, or how much do you focus on the digital marketing, the digital trends?
On digital marketing and digital
trends? Yes.
Okay,
trends.
Well, that's, first of all, you can't escape it.
Everyone
has a digital imprint, so you want to be really clear about your brand integrity while you're sharing your message out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I make sure that I do have a very positive presence on social media platforms and leverage my website, LinkedIn, Google+, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, all of those. I'm not into Snapchat. I know it's a big thing.
Yeah, I don't do Snapchat. I don't do Instagram as much either.
Yeah, I seriously just don't have time for it. And I'll tell you, the reason I do Instagram, I'm actually on there as a rebel Instagrammer, because I don't use any filters. I don't do any selfies. It's all a lot of nature pictures and some pictures of my wine adventures.
Okay.
And I do that really, even though it does tie in with my brand as far as my personal brand, I really do it more because I just enjoy it.
Okay. Yeah, that I stayed. I mean, my mostly LinkedIn is my number one, and then Facebook and Twitter.
Well, and it's important too to also have a strategy. You know, how am I showing up in these different platforms? And know too that even if you are using automation tools, which I recommend, make sure you're not automating the wrong thing to the wrong platform, and to make sure you're not cross-posting in a way that makes you look like you don't know what you're doing. It drives me crazy when I see people sending their Twitter handles automatically to Facebook, and it makes no sense on Facebook.
Right, and it doesn't. Right, you have to be very clear, like you said, have that strategy of what's going where and how you're saying it. You need to be very, very clear on that. The one thing I noticed recently, it seemed like PR, press releases, have been coming back or becoming more popular again.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if they ever really went away. I don't know if you remember this, but for a while I was leading in with press releases.
You were, right.
And I actually have a press release producer on my website that can help people for free, no charge, write their own press releases. But when I was starting out to get more publicity, I sent them out all the time for everything. And it actually did help online with my digital imprint. However, some of the guidelines changed. And then also when the algorithms changed with Google, the duplicate content and things like that, there were some new rules and regulations to look at. And then also I just started naturally and organically getting more play. So I stopped doing them as much. But I did, interestingly enough, I did just teach a class for the Small Business Development Center here in Southern Oregon called The Power of Publicity, teaching people how to work with local media and to leverage press releases to get exposure. So it's still very powerful, and it should be a part of your mix, but I think it's through phases.
I think it was a phase, because I used to do them all the time as well. And then I just found that they were slowing down a bit. But now that I'm in the C-suite network, I mean, we're, you know, reciprocal, doing press releases almost daily for, you know, other people that are in our network. So it seems to be working. And I know it's definitely picked up on my listenership too for the show. So one last question. So if you knew what you know now, what words of wisdom do you have to offer entrepreneurs and executives that are pursuing their path to success?
Trust your intuition and really honor your own knowledge to move forward. And the reason I share that is because, you know, I was studying with some of the top marketing and copywriting gurus out there, and they were all teaching the problem, agitate, and solve approach, and I knew it didn't feel right. And we're going, you know, a decade or more back. And so I had that kind of who am I syndrome going on. Okay. And I was questioning whether I should speak up about it. And I didn't for a long time, right? And it took me a while to name it. And so I would imagine that I could have made a greater impact sooner had I had the confidence and trust my intuition to know that that formula was off and I needed to move forward with what I was teaching.
Mm. We'll have to have another conversation about women speaking up.
Oh, definitely. We could talk all day about that.
Yeah, that's a whole
other one for that.
I think we'll need to have, a lot of wine and a panel discussion for that one. Well, thanks, Lisa, for being here. And I mean, you are amazing and helping so many, so many entrepreneurs grow their business. So let our listeners know how they can find you and learn more about what you have to offer.
Oh, absolutely. Just come to my website, which is writeoncreative.com. It's WRITE. So it's writeoncreative.com. And I offer lots of free goodies there on my award-winning blog, as well as a copywriting action plan that will teach you a little bit more about my marketing with integrity philosophies and ways that you can apply that to your message.
That's so cool. My accountant is Balance with Integrity.
Oh, I love it.
That's her company. Yeah.
That's good.
Well, I think I need to come and check you out, because since I'm doing a lot more press releases now.
I'll send you the direct link to it. It's kind of hidden on my site since I'm not leading with it, but I'll find it for you.
All right. Thanks. I'm going to need that. And we always need some help somewhere. So everyone out there, thanks for listening, and keep sending in your success stories or questions that you might have to ask Connie at upperout.com. And I will send you my signature freedom action plan. I haven't sent that out in a while, and I've been getting some requests for it. So we brought it back and it's available. And if you would like to receive a copy of that, just send me a question. Send me one of your success stories and we'll be glad to share that with you. So that's all I got for today. And thank you, Lisa, for being here today. You've been fantastic. Love having you here. And thanks you, everyone out there, for being part of our community. Remember, keep sending in your stories and questions. And also, we want to thank you for being the leader that you are. And if you've already figured it out, we thank you and ask you to encourage others to do the same. And always be sure to subscribe with me on iTunes and Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, because you don't want to miss any of the good stuff. This is Connie, your Unstoppable Diva, and you're listening to Upper Out with Connie. It's been great being here with you today. Remember, ask yourself, if you could do anything, what would you still be doing right now? Until next time, be bold, be connected, and be unstoppable together.